What goes up must come down, or maybe not, maybe not. If it's the stock market, what goes up must zigzag around and over and across and through and all over the place. My next guest says that trying to avoid the dips in the market might not be the best approach. Tom Bradley is chair and chief investment officer at Steady Hand Investment Funds. He joins us now to talk about how to prepare for a down market. Hello there, Tom.
Hi, Bruce.
You have been around for a long time in this industry, not like since the crash of 1929, but, you know, a long time.
Close.
What's the optimist's take on the down market that will come at some point?
The optimist take, well, I should say, first of all, that it will come. It's inevitable. The markets, as your intro implied, zigzag and go up and down. And sometimes the downs can be pretty bone jarring. So as investors, we're taking a great risk if we don't expect that the market will have its tough time. As I say to people, when they, for the money that they want to invest for the long term, when they put it in an investment account and they pick their stocks or their funds or whatever, they are signing up for future adversity. In other words, they are going to go through some periods where they wonder what they're doing, why they were doing it. So it is absolutely inevitable. But there is absolutely reasons to be optimistic about it, because a vast majority of investors are accumulating assets. And Bruce, I know you talk about this on the podcast many times, is you're putting money into your TFSA, your RSP, etc. And so when markets go down, it's like things going on sale. And most of us are great bargain hunters. We like to buy it, tell our friends about saving $1,000 on a car, talking the salesman down, or buying a blouse or a shirt on sale. But when it comes to investors investing, too often people sort of go running when things go on sale. So there's lots of reasons to be optimistic about it.
One of the challenges in the market versus, you know, when it's the price of a flat screen TV, is we don't have the same innate understanding of the inherent value of the thing. So if the flat screen TV is on sale for 50% off and it's now only $300, you can kind of go, oh, well, yeah, that's a really good bargain. But when shares in Amazon or RBC or whatever company you're following decline, it's hard to intuitively know, or even empirically know, what the intrinsic value of that is to make the leap to say, ah, that is a bargain. How do you do that?
Well, no, it's a great question, because on an individual stock that, you know, goes down 30% or something, you don't know for sure that the whole outlook hasn't changed for that company, and it should be going down even more than 30%. But in the context of a diversified portfolio where you own a variety of different stocks in different industries and in different countries, etc., the evidence is overwhelming that over history, markets overreact. So that down 30 is not because the outlook for all those companies is 30% worse. It overreacts. And so that's why the market jumps around as much as it does, but it also is why it recovers consistently. And you've heard me use this expression, but if you look at a chart of your portfolio or the stock market, it goes up and to the right. And lots of, as we said earlier, zigs and zags along the way. Mm-hmm. So that is the trend that you want to ride. You don't want to fight against, because the trend over time is going the right way for you.
So there is a bunch of preparation that we've talked about in terms of the mindset. So you're, you know, preparing for it emotionally, and you're believing in this long-term trend that things will go up over time. You're getting bargains on maybe some high quality stocks. What about the math? How do you prepare mathematically? As in, is this a time when one should be sitting on some cash ready to deploy? How do you think that through?
Well, I think that question relates to who you are and what your goals are. You know, I think preparing for a younger investor, and I say young investor, anyone who's still got 10 years or more till retirement, or till they start to need the money they're accumulating, I think trying to time the market is folly. And so sitting on cash, yes, you might get it right sometimes, you'll miss other times. And my recommendation is get it invested and move on. Mm-hmm. For a retired, it's quite different. If the money is going to be spent to pay the bills or renovate a kitchen or something, then you have to think. And that's one of the things I think in preparing yourself for a downturn or a dip is be very crystal clear on the purpose of the money. And too often what we see is that people's sort of money they need to spend, that kitchen, I'll use the kitchen renovation example, creeps into being part of their investment portfolio, was set up for a very different reason. Longer term, can absorb the downturn, you know, retirement kind of savings. And so one of the things we tell people is be very, very clear on the purpose of your money and make sure that shorter term money is needed in the shorter term doesn't creep into the long-term portfolio. The math that I think is really important too is we talk in percentages in our industry, and I think that is a very valuable way to assess how you're doing over time, your annualized rate of return. But one of the things we do, the steady hand, is with when we do risk management with people, they're deciding if they want to, say, have an all-stock portfolio, is we go back to dollars. You know, if you have a $500,000 portfolio, recognize that if the market goes down 20%, your 500 could go down to 400. Mm. You lose $100,000 on paper before it goes up to $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000. And I think that elicits the emotion out of, brings the emotion out. So you start to appreciate how much risk you can handle through the dips.
A very easy way to avoid a stock market dip entirely is to have your entire portfolio in fixed income, which is a terrible idea if you're still in saving for retirement mode. But I wonder what the update would be in terms of the broadest possible way of thinking about asset allocation. Because there was a time when you'd say, oh, you're 50, you need 50% in fixed income. But it seems like that rule of thumb was written when there was any return possible on fixed income. And these days it's so low. How are you thinking about the balance between those asset classes today?
Bruce, you're exactly right. I think the old rules of thumb have gone out the window, and it's because interest rates are near zero and are not even exceeding inflation. So you can't go and hide in the bond market, or you remember Canadian savings bonds way back. So there aren't very many clients, even in their elder years, that we don't have them at least 50% invested in stocks. And wow. I think you just, to get some return and to try and beat inflation, you have to do that. But we combine that with, as I said earlier, making sure that the money that's needed over the next year or two, we set some aside in what we call a spending reserve. And so that, and it might only earn 1 or 1.5 in a GIC or at the bank or in our money market fund. But I think that's the way we do it, is we make sure the short-term money's covered off, and which allows those retirees to have a little bit more money working for them with stocks. But the old rules of thumb just, you know, in this world just don't apply anymore.
Yeah. Thanks for your insight today. I really appreciate it.
Good to talk to you again, Bruce. Thank you.
Tom Bradley, Chair and Chief Investment Officer at Steady Hand Investment Funds. We were talking about the preparation required for the inevitable down market. Is it tomorrow? Is it next week? Is it next year? Is it 5 years? No one knows, but you can do some things now to prepare.